This is CPR News. I'm Healy Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Mesa County and a private health care provider have settled for a combined $2 million. That's after an intellectually impaired man died in a detention center in 2014. The 27-year-old man lived in a group home for seriously impaired individuals with intellectual disabilities. He was arrested for minor assault. According to the lawsuit, the Mesa County Detention Center took poor care of him. The man died of a seizure after not taking his medication. Colorado's largest university is ending its COVID-19 vaccine requirement, CPR's Paolo Shalsita reports.
Students, faculty, and staff at the University of Colorado Boulder will no longer need to get vaccinated against COVID-19 once the spring semester ends later this month. The university says it's changing its approach as COVID cases remain low and government agencies shift their focus. CU will continue to provide free vaccines and testing on its campus. The relaxed vaccine requirement will not apply to three other CU campuses or its system administration. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
Watering your lawn is restricted in several Colorado cities starting today. Denver, Colorado Springs, Aurora, Lakewood, and others have activated their summer rules. They say not to water outside between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Most limit watering to 3 days a week. Aurora caps it at two. Colorado and the Southwest have had a wet winter, but the region still suffers from a more than two-decade mega drought that challenges water supplies. It's CPR News.